Blog Talk Radio.
This song is for anybody that's going through something. Gray skies, looking a little dark in your life. You prayed about it, cried about it, and now you're waiting for an answer. We just want to remind you how God brought you out before. It ain't his first time. So while you're waiting, go ahead and praise him. Because if he did it before, he can do it again.
Once he'll do it again. There is nothing too hard
for God. There's nothing he cannot do. If he can't do it, then it can't be done. But God does everything in his own timing, in his own way, and if it is his will. And certainly we have to submit to the will of God, his will for our life. His will for our life is not our thoughts and our ways and our wants and our desires, but certainly we have to walk out what God has in store for us. This is Saturday, August 11th, and we're grateful to be here live in studio again. God bless you all, to all our listeners. We thank you for listening to Global Gospel. We would like you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, even tell your enemies to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com, and that's /global-gospel. And we're here every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., spreading the good news, for the gospel is good news and glad tidings. The gospel heals, it delivers, it saves, it sets free, it's comprehensive. Whatever you need it to be, that is what the gospel is. And as Anthony Brown in group therapy just said, do it again. And then they said, call his name. And what is his name? His name is Jesus. And who is he? He's our way maker. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our peace. He's our strength. Somebody said he's a bridge over troubled water. He's a battle axe in time of battle. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright in the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the stone that the builders rejected. And he's now the chief cornerstone. And the songwriter said, what more can Jesus do? He laid the foundation and he opened up the way. So we thank God for Jesus on today, for life, health, and strength. And we want others to know about the power of Jesus Christ. If you need to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. You can write us at P.O. Box 5331, and that's in Hempstead, New York. Zip code is 11550. Once again, thank you to all our listeners for listening in. It is a rainy day here in New York, but we thank God any day is a good day that God allows us to wake up with life, health, and strength. So many people didn't make it through the night. So many people didn't make it through the week, but God has kept us here because he has a plan and purpose for our life. Our theme scripture here comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly it is the Father's will that none be lost, but that all would come to repentance. And in a day and hour like this, so many people are being lost. We woke up to the news this morning that a plane was stolen. And, you know, once people start stealing planes, we are really in trouble. And it is time for us to take action, declare a war against the enemy. And how do we do that? Because our warfare, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Certainly we are in spiritual warfare, and we can only fight spiritual warfare with the word of God. We can fight it with prayer, and it's not something that you can handle with guns or violence or fighting or fussing or cussing, but certainly it is a job for the Lord. So we thank God for this another day. Our number here in studio is 619-924-0800. And we have a great message in store for today, some words of encouragement. We are going to be talking about simply one word, and that one word is isolation. And I want everyone to know that no matter what you're going through on today, know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we want you to continue to support our local and independent artists. This is one of our guests that we had on several weeks ago, Sister Danielle Kelly from Brooklyn, New York. And this song simply states, still have joy. How many of you still have joy after all that you've been through on this week? And declare it that you have joy on today. God bless you. Listen to this, and we'll be right back.
That I've been through, I still have peace. Still have peace. Still have peace. After all that I've been through,
I still have joy. Still have joy. Still have joy.
Times, if you're looking for your friend, your best friend, or your neighbor, or your family member to encourage you, they are not always going to be there. The Bible says, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord is there. And so we need to know that the Lord is there, and you're there, and you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. I would like to share this particular passage of scripture. And today we are looking at the book of Revelation. Don't get scared. People get scared when they hear about Revelation because they know about judgment. And we've seen so many movies about how judgment is going to come. And a lot of times people are afraid to even look at the book. But briefly, the book of Revelation, the first chapter, we're going to look at verse 9 through 1. And then we're going to look at verse 17 through 20. And then we'll be continue on. The book of Revelation, verse 1, verse 9 through 11. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Verse 17 through 20. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in thy right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Melanie Daniels, Precious Jesus. God bless you. Stay tuned. Jesus, we thank God that Christ is so precious, and he's precious in my life, and he's precious in the life of all the people, because he reigns on the just and the unjust. And we are constrained today by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of us today, as we meditate on the scripture that was read in the book of Revelation, many of us today face a place in our life where we seem like we are just in isolation, and we cannot identify with the people around us, and the people around us cannot identify with us. And it seems like many times that we are ostracized and criticized, and many times it is because of the call that we have on our life, or God's anointing on our life, will sometimes leave us in what inhumanly seems as a lonely place. And what does the word, as we look at isolation and to be isolated today, how do we define the word isolate? Well, Webster says that isolate means to put or keep someone or something in a place or situation that is separate from others. To find and deal with something such as a problem by removing other possibilities to set apart from others. It also means to select from among others, especially to separate from another substance as so as to obtain pure or in a free state. Isolation is the opposite of being social. A person that consumes drugs and alcohol in a social setting is supposed to be better off than someone who indulges alone, because then that person becomes and shows a sign of what the world says is depression. In our scripture that we read for this afternoon, we find the Apostle John. John, who is John? He is one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. And we are led to believe by history that John was the last surviving disciple that walked with Christ while he was on earth. It is the same John that we call the beloved disciple, because it was him and Mother Mary that stood near the cross of Jesus during the crucifixion. And Jesus stopped dying to utter the words, "Woman, behold thy son," because he was giving John the awesome task of taking care of his mother. It was John the gospel writer that revealed to us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and it became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. It was the same John that sat next to Jesus during the Last Supper. This John was a part of the inner circle, for he was there with Peter and James on Mount Transfiguration. John was a son of thunder, son of Zebedee, who wanted to call fire from heaven. John was now an old man, and history suggests that he was around 90 years of age. But he now finds himself being boiled in hot oil because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But God was in the oil, because John emerged without any harm. So now the Roman government says we can't kill him, so we will banish him to the Isle of Patmos. Patmos was a small island. It was a treeless and rocky place, and it suggested that John even spent some time living in a cave. And we ask ourselves, why would God send his faithful, closest, beloved disciple to such a place of torment? So on this afternoon, I came to let everybody know about this particular part of the Word of God, that isolated, or anyone who has ever felt isolated or in isolation, or felt like someone was isolating them, you need to know that God is still there. You need to know that sometimes you can be in a room full of people and you can feel all alone. You may have even been isolated from family, friends, or neighbors, but know that even in your isolation, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. The first thing we should note is that John was in the Spirit. There are some things you cannot see if you are not in the Spirit. There are some things you cannot hear if you are not in the Spirit. There are some things you cannot say if you're not in the Spirit. There are some things you cannot receive if you are not in the Spirit. We must remember that we are spiritual beings. The problem today is that although we are spiritual beings, we do not always walk in the Spirit, because the Bible tells us that the Spirit does not dwell with man always. And what else do we know and can we say about the Spirit? Well, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and questioned him about being born again. Jesus tells him in John chapter 3, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, you must be born again. And we need to note that, you know, water baptism does not necessarily change your life, but you have to, in addition to water baptism, have a change on the inside. You have to have a desire to live right for the Lord. For there is no good thing in the flesh. And the Bible declares that when we would do right, evil is present. Paul said, went on to say, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" We must read and study and listen to God's word. Jesus said that the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life, in John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that, when we don't even know what to pray for, that makes intercession for us with moanings and groanings. It is so important that we do not get caught up in all our feelings and our emotions, but we need to rely on the Holy Ghost, or the power of the Holy Spirit, for it is the Spirit that maketh alive. We let people into our lives and into our churches, into our inner circles that are no good for us because we don't follow the Spirit. Instead, we are seduced by a spirit. And the Bible clearly states in John, 1 John 4 and 1, "Believe not every spirit, but try the Spirit and see whether it is of God." When you have the real Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, it will lead you and guide you into all truth. David said in Psalm 51, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me." And I don't know about anybody else, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I feel like David, I certainly need the Spirit of God, for it is in him that we live and move and have our being. The Apostle John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And while he was in the Spirit, in an unlikely place, a rocky place, Patmos, God used him. And you need to know that the Spirit of God can use you anywhere, at any time, at any place, even in those hard, rocky, rough, dismal places of life. God shows John the state of the world that he was living in, and what a world that we are living in today in 2018. He shows him how it would be before the end of time. John was privileged, though in a bad place. He was uncomfortable, but he was still blessed. No matter how bad things are in the world, or the killing, the shooting, the violence, the drugs, the stealing, know that this is just the beginning of sorrows, for we know that perilous times will come, but the end is not yet. God gives the prophet a message. Sometimes God shows us things through dreams and visions, and he'll speak through your mind. But the message here that was given to John is to the church. It is to the believer and to the unbeliever. It is a revelation. The message is that Christ is on his way back. God's word is being confirmed quickly, because it will not return unto him void. You can hear something in church and go home and hear it and turn on the TV and hear the same thing, or talk to a neighbor or a friend and hear the same thing. Why? Because he's nearer now than when we first believed. John says that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Are we listening with a listening ear? My teacher told us many years ago in elementary school, we have two ears and one mouth. That means we're supposed to listen more than we talk. What is the message that is given to the seven churches of Asia Minor and to you and I on today? He wrote to Ephesus because they had forsaken their first love. They didn't love God. And some of us are guilty of not loving God. We say we love him, but we have iniquity in our hearts. We hate our brothers and our sisters, but we are obligated to love him because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you find yourself without love, repent and turn your heart to God. The reward is that you will receive a crown of life when this life here on earth is over. He wrote to the church at Smyrna, and God said, listen, you have suffered persecution. You have been in poverty. I know all about it. All I want you to do is don't be afraid. Fear not, but continue to be faithful even until death. And I came to let somebody know on this afternoon and remind you to be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. God has a crown of life waiting for you. And not only that, God has some rewards in this lifetime for you. He writes to Pergamum and he says, listen, you have been true to the faith, but you are a compromising church. Many people today are compromising. They will not stand up for what's right. They will not stand up for the truth. And you can call, and they're out there calling right wrong, and they're calling wrong right. But get right and repent. And the Bible says that I will give you hidden manna. We see so many lies. They're on TV. They're in politics. They're in the White House, in the State House, in the Senate, in high places. People are telling lies. But Shirley Caesar sang a song, says, Satan, you've been telling lies, but I know the truth. The Bible is right, and somebody is wrong. He writes to Thyatira. He says, listen, you are a loving church. You are faithful, and you persevere, but you are like Jezebel. And we know Jezebel is not just a woman, but Jezebel is a spirit. You are immoral. It was the church of lust, the church of confusion, the church of, it was just carnal. It was scandalous. It was murder. It was power driven. It was the church of just ill repute. It was a church that was could be likened to a brothel or a place of prostitution. But the Bible says if you overcome all these temptations, you will reign with him. He writes to Sardis. Sardis was a dead church. They had no spirit. They had no joy. They had no life. No one was being healed. No one was being delivered. No one was being saved. No one was being set free. They were going through the motions. But he said, listen, this is what you have to do, Sardis. Wake up and repent, and your name will be in the book of life. And God wants somebody today to wake up and stop walking around like a dead man. He writes to Philadelphia. Like Smyrna, they had no rebuke, for they had held on to the faith. God is calling for people to hold on to the faith, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. God says to the faithful that he is setting before you open doors that no man can shut. Is anybody glad today for the open doors? Your boss couldn't open the door. The people you know you couldn't open the door. But we thank God today for divine favor of God. Are you glad about the opportunity and favor upon your life? And finally, church number 7, he writes to Laodicea. They were lukewarm, nauseating. They were not hot. They were not cold. They had one foot in the world. They had one foot in the church. But God said unto them, repent, because I will reject you and spit you out. And rejection is a horrible thing. Rejection from God is even a worse thing. So God showed John these 7 scenarios or churches, or we can apply any of them to a spirit or something in our life. And he had to pull him out of the church. He had to pull John to Patmos in order to see the church through the ages. He warns us not to be any of these things, and if we are, to repent. He saw all of this in the spirit. This is what happens in the spirit. God will not lead you blindly. When you are in the spirit, you can experience the power of God. You can be healed, saved, delivered, and set free. So I encourage everyone today to hear what the Spirit has to say, for it is later than we think, and God is preparing us for the end. The only place you can be safe is in Jesus. The only place that's safe is covered by his blood and a right relationship with the Master. But before I conclude this segment on today, my first point was isolation, and John was all alone. God can really talk to you when you're all alone. In a still, small voice, he'll speak to you in your minds, in your thoughts. For he said, my sheep know my voice. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, I will come in and sup with him. Somebody should hear God's voice on today. There is a song in the world that says, a pop song, that one is the loneliest number. But I serve notice on the devil that one is not a lonely number. One is God's number. One represents the sovereignty of a holy God, a God that does what he wants, how he wants, whenever he wants, because he wants. He is a God that works through the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's God on the mountain, and he's God in the valley. Moses put it this way, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. One can't be lonely because one is God. He is the great I am, Yahweh. He's Jehovah, the self-existing one. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God in us all, above us all, and through us all. He is God, our Father, Jesus, the Son, our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. He is, he was, and he is to come. So the message on today is for every individual, every lonely person, every depressed person, every despondent person, every abused person, every used person, everyone that has been lied on, if you've been talked about, if you've been mistreated, if you've been scandalized, to those that are hurt, to those that are broken, busted, and disgusted, to those with some money or no money or little money, to the sinner and to the saint, to the addict, to the bond, to the free, to the sick, to the afflicted, and the healthy, that God is there in your isolation. God is our refuge and our strength, our present help in time of trouble. Don't worry about the rocky place, because he's a rock in a weary land. He's the rock of ages. He promised never to leave us alone. The hymn writer said, I've seen the lightning flashing. I heard the thunder roll. I felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But then I heard the voice of Jesus bidding me to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. I'm reminded of a story, and I don't know if we covered it some weeks ago when we talked about the hymns, but there's a story of a man by the name of Horatio Spafford. He was a lawyer. He was a real estate owner. He lived back in the 1800s, and he lost nearly everything in the Great Chicago Fire, and his son died of scarlet fever. And the great revivalist D.L. Moody said to him, listen, you and the family need to take a vacation. So what did Horatio Spafford do? He sent his wife and his three daughters on a ship to Europe. But on the way, the ship had a terrible accident, and his three daughters drowned at sea. His wife sent a telegram with the famous words, saved alone, what shall I do? Well, he boarded a ship to go meet his wife, and as he passed the scene of the accident, The Lord gave him the words to the hymn that we sing today. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. So on this afternoon, I may be isolated, I may be all alone, but it is well with my soul. For God has a purpose and plan for your life. In his loneliness, God gave him a song. And the prophet Isaiah said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Certainly, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. We thank God today for the Spirit of God, that God's Spirit speaks to us. And what do we need to know? I don't want to leave you hanging, but John finished his term on the Isle of Patmos, and he returned back to his home in Ephesus, where he later died. But know that God didn't leave him to die in that isolated place. And God will not leave you and I where we are, but he will visit us. This is only a season that we're experiencing. God is not slack concerning his promises. He will not leave our soul in hell. And Jesus is another person. He was isolated as he went from judgment hall to judgment hall. He was isolated on the cross because God turned his back on Jesus as he took on my sins and your sins and the sins of the world. He was isolated in a borrowed tomb, and he was isolated when he got up with all power in his hand. But thank God for the isolation of Christ. Because he did all of this, we can come out of isolation today. We can go boldly to the throne of grace. We can receive mercy on today. For God's mercy is great. His faithfulness is great. He'll never leave us or forsake us, but he'll be with us even until the end of the age. God bless you. We just want on this afternoon, we pray and ask that the Lord would simply sweep over our souls, sweep over our minds, sweep over our spirit. Austin, Church of God in Christ, you are listening to Global Gospel with your host, Reverend Lamar. once again, this is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you're listening to Global Gospel. We talk today about isolation, and we want everybody to be encouraged on this afternoon. We thank God for Sweep Over My Soul. We cannot forget about the hymns of the church. They are our foundation. There are so many people that have supported over the last few months, and we've had so many guests. And I just want to take a time out to just remember and shout out all our guests, and certainly we'd like to shout out all our listeners in the North, the South, the East, the West, in the United States, our listeners in Canada, our listeners in Norway and New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, wherever you're listening in from. We've had so many guests, Minister Jason Vandenberg in Pennsylvania, Elder Doug Jackson down in Florida, Pastor Lawrence Burden in New Jersey, Minister Jennifer Williams in Capitol, Washington, D.C., Sister Nashia Richburg from Hempstead, New York, Pastor Terrence Floyd for House of Blessings in Baldwin, Brother Marlon Townsend, Bishop William Watson, just so many people, Sister Danielle Kelly, Sister Kimberly Cruz, Pastor Cody Anderson from Winnipeg, Canada, Brother Richard Adams from North Augusta, South Carolina, Apostle Moses Townsend, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Bishop Abram Dixon from Texas, and we are going to have a lot more guests coming up in the next few weeks. We are going to be talking to, as we prepare, many people prepare to go back to school, we're going to be talking to some educators, both that are currently educators, some retired educators, because we need more of God's people in the workplace, and it'll take away and ease the pain of feeling alone. And as we come to the close of our hour, we just want you to remember to tag us. We're on Facebook at Global Gospel. We're on Instagram at Global Gospel. We're on Twitter at Global Gospel. So just tag us. Remember, all our shows are archived. You can go back and listen at any time. And we just want to encourage those of our listeners to go back and listen again to some of our guests. You may have missed it, or you may want to hear something again, because God's word is ever revealing itself, and we can listen to something over and over again, and we can read the Bible over and over again, and every time we will get a new revelation. And not only that, we can share it with somebody else, and it'll be relevant at the time that we hear it again. Take a break and we'll be right back. We are one. We are one. Classic gospel music from the late Pastor Timothy Wright. We are one in the spirit. We are one. Stay tuned to Global Gospel.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
come to the close of the hour, let's just look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we have never seen before. We thank you for your new mercies on today, because we ran out of yesterday's mercies. God, we ask now your special blessings upon all our listeners in the north, the south, the east, and west. God, meet everyone at their place of need on today. Touch, heal, deliver, save, and set free. Somebody needs you on today. Somebody's sick on today. Somebody needs your healing, but we know that by your stripes we are healed. We know that healing as is the children's bread. We know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. We stand on your word today that says you cannot and will not fail, but you are there with us in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh us. We cast our cares upon you, knowing, Lord, that you care for us. We cast our cares upon you, knowing that you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities, that you are our high priest. And God, we thank you today for sending your son, Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you today that we can live for you, and that when it's all over down here, that we will have a place in your kingdom, God. We ask you to move by your spirit, God. Somebody experiencing financial trouble, God, move in the, by your mighty hand, God. Open closed doors, make ways out of no way, God. We thank you for your divine favor. We thank you that your blessings make rich and add no sorrow with it. You said that you bless us in the city, you bless us in the field, you bless us coming in, and you bless us coming out. And we call on the name of Jesus today, for there's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at that name. There is no other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved. We know that your name is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. So we thank you, Jesus, that you're Lord in our life, that you rule and you super rule, that your eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil, God. We ask you to send salvation, send healing, send deliverance, send repentance in the name of Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage by your anointing. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. One in the spirit, we are one. Thank you to all our listeners. This afternoon, you have been listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Enjoy your weekend. God bless. And tune in every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. with your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, at Global Gospel. Spread the word. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Spread the good news. God bless you. Remember that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
You know, sometimes people of God spend a lot of time arguing and disagreeing about things concerning doctrine. But we as people of God are born of the same priesthood and called of the same order. And not only that, but we're covered under the